All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are plugging away in yet another edition of the Daily Trip. This is like day number 11, day number 12. I'm already lost.
I don't know where we're at.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're doing
anymore. But let's keep it going.
That's right.
You're Philip.
I am Philip. I am the program manager of the Washington State Combined Drive, and you're Jerrica.
I am, if you didn't know that by now.
That's right. And today we're talking about marriage.
So beautiful when I'm single.
So in particular, we're talking about an organization that's based in Clark County.
Excellent.
Called Marriage Team.
Awesome. Well, Marriage Team, actually, when I was looking them up, they mentioned, so they provide faith-based marriage coaching services for both in-person and via electronic video conferencing, mm-hmm. which one, way to stay up with technology.
That's well done.
Excellent to be able to, you know, virtually get there.
Well done.
Yeah.
So basically what they do is they train, equip, and manage a volunteer force of Christian marriage coaches. So for those of you who are interested in faith-based organizations, this is one of those type of organizations. Roughly about 35% of the married couples who come for coaching have actually considered divorce, and 89% of them decide to stay together after doing this program.
Wow. Well, they mentioned that coaching actually saves marriages and creates a more positive family environment for raising healthy children.
That's right.
One of the statistics that they mentioned was for children that are in divorce and actually single parent homes really show a little bit less of social outcomes, like we mentioned in previous podcasts, literacy, food, those kind of social things in juvenile justice, school performance. They see higher rates of suicide, drug use, even longevity.
That's right.
And, you know, with Marriage Team down in Clark County, they are coaches. They have the ability and it's affordable for them to actually be able to assist these families in a more stable home.
Yeah, we want to run away from it in this country. But the simple fact of the matter is that a divorce has a profound impact on the children in those families. Mm-hmm. We want to try and say that it maybe doesn't or doesn't impact it as much. I'm telling you what, it really does. The stats are out there that divorce really affects children. Mm-hmm. And so I think couples who are thinking of it are thinking about it. Some marriages, it's just inevitable, right? It's just not going to happen. All it is arguing or it's abusive or those sort of things. Other marriages, though, like that maybe on the verge, that just need a little bit of a reminder of why you're together, I think don't give up unless like you're fully prepared to do so, because there are lasting impacts.
Exactly. And I think that, too, you know, when we talk about marriage and we talk about that this group, you know, we use the word coaching, but there's mentorship there.
That's right.
And we've already talked about
mentorship and the power of it.
Exactly. And so there is a power behind that expression and being able to see those mutual respects. And marriage can be tough.
It can.
But through, you know, time, and you can really work together. Now, obviously, if you are in an abusive situation,
get out. Right.
But in this particular one, what we're talking about today is, you know, the idea of when you're with your partner and you feel like times are tough, whether there's hardships going on in your family or with yourself and it's hard to express, this is a group down in Clark County that can actually assist with your life, and that can assist your children's life too through this counseling.
So let's talk about some statistics on marriage. The number of marriages that were in the United States in 2017, it was 2.2 million marriages. There were 2.2 million
I wasn't part of that statistic.
It's okay, Jerk. It's coming.
Anyone? Just kidding.
Call into the show or tweet at us.
Tweet at Jerrica is still single. Just kidding. Please don't.
Hashtag marry me, Jerrica. Yeah.
My mom's going to be like, I can help.
Yeah. According to the APA, 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Yeah.
Okay.
That statistic really hasn't changed over time.
Right. Thank goodness it's plateaued, because it felt like it was rising there pretty precipitously for a while. Here is the funny thing about divorce. So when we talk about domestic violence in sort of divorce situations, it doesn't even enter into the top three reasons why people get divorced. Mm-hmm. Domestic violence is a real problem in this country.
It is awful.
Yes.
And you need to seek help if you're in those situations.
And no one would begrudge a person, especially a woman who is getting abused by her husband. Mm-hmm. No one would begrudge that person leaving. Mm-hmm. So that's not what we're saying here. The top three reasons why people would get divorced is actually infidelity, which is a real thing.
Well, yeah.
money, though. Which is sort of this, like...
Like a financial burden.
Yeah, financial burden. You always spend money that we don't have. Mm-hmm. You're making us broke.
Yeah.
We are broke. There's all these added stresses to money. And then lack of communication.
And constant arguing.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, so
well, it gets to a point when, I mean, if let's say you're arguing about money and infidelity. I mean, how can you go wrong? I mean, there clearly is issues going on. So
now, of course, you know, the CFD is about both faith-based and non-faith-based organizations. There are plenty of non-faith-based organizations who also help with marriage. But Marriage Team, in particular, is a faith-based organization that centers their coaching around the Christian faith. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what they gave us for the monetary donation impact?
So if you did a monthly donation, did you know that $33,
yes,
just $33, would provide coaching for a couple and give their children a more stable family? So what they mean by that is the coaching that they're providing is not just helping your parents, but also helping the kids in that family unit.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that is a Marriage Team that's based down in Clark County. If you're interested in this particular organization and you're listening through iTunes, make sure to visit our website. If you're listening to this on the website, you can go ahead and you really like what you hear, go ahead and click start giving to this charity and start giving a $33 gift per month to this particular charity and maybe save a family or two.
Yeah. And, you know, if you like and like what you're hearing, please rate and review us. We're Podcasts for Good, and this is The Daily Drip.
See you tomorrow.